Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. We're talking about Dad. Father's Day is Sunday.
Yep.
Something you did that Dad won't let go.
No.
And not the nice gift you got.
No.
That other story.
Yeah.
Terry in East Hampton.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was classic for bringing home bugs and animals. And one time I brought a pregnant praying mantis into the house. Didn't say anything to my parents, and I left it in my closet because I thought I was going to take care of this thing. And it gave birth. And needless to say, there was thousands of baby praying mantises in my closet.
All praying at the same time, by the way. Yes.
And they're all protected by the government.
Yeah.
So wait, how did you know?
Right.
How did you know it was pregnant?
Oh, I didn't know it was pregnant.
Attorney shirt.
Oh,
had a maternity shirt
out when there were thousands.
Had a shirt that said baby on it.
The little belly gave it away.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Soon to be mama, one in the oven.
Oh, a million in the oven, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, needless to say, my father was not very happy. My mother was definitely not happy. She's petrified of, like, everything. And, I have not lived that down to this day.
What do you do when you have, like, 1,000 praying mantises in the closet?
Oh, there's a church.
Oh, well, I don't, like, I'm one of those that, like, won't let anybody, like, kill any bugs. To this day, I, like, still, like, walk them out to the house. So
wow,
you can't kill those anyway.
My father to let me bring like every single one out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't kill them. What is the fine for that?
Pretty hefty, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they find out and you go and kill a bunch of them.
I remember the first time I heard that. I was holding one in my hand and someone said, you can't kill that. You get arrested and fined. And I'm like, well, how would anyone know?
Yeah. They'll find out.
Not that I would do it, but
right.
I was just questioning.
Right. Like, plus, they're cute.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Terry, you're in the running for the tickets. Thank you for that.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Robin and Danbury.
Yeah, I ran out of gas at a gas station.
That's
interesting.
How do you do that?
So I was low on gas, and I was in college. I was going to class. I was like, let me just grab gas real quick. And I pull into the gas station. I was a car length away from the pump, and my car just died. And I was like, oh, my God, like, what's going on? So I just call my dad immediately. And he was like, okay, I'll come right down. My sister brought me to school. And he calls me. He was like, you ran out of gas. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, dads can understand
like,
that.
I didn't know.
Because dads get on your case. If your gas is like below a quarter of a tank, they lose their minds.
But if you're going to lose gas, a gas station is the perfect place to do it.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you ran out of gas and didn't know it.
Like, right.
Dad, something's wrong with the car.
Something's wrong with Bob tonight.
Yeah,
he didn't even think to say, why don't you check the gas gauge?
Yeah, so every family function, the topic couldn't even be near, that topic.
And you're just and like,
wow, did you ever run out of gas at a gas station?
Yeah. you're out of wake and Dad brings it up.
Don't forget to use the fork, Robin. I know you're very forgetful.
Right.
Gas station, that whole thing.
Have some water and light the gasoline for your car.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for checking in. You're in the running for the TJ Miller tickets.
Thank you.
All right. We have time for one more. Which one should I take here? Yeah? All right. Alex in Fairfield.
Hey, Chaz. How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
Good morning.
Morning.
The headline here is pretty interesting.
My father, my brother and I were having a water fight. You know, it was summertime. And was spraying water at each other. So my brother had locked me in the laundry room. So I kept banging on the door. And I thought my brother would open the door. So I filled my mouth with water. Opened the door, and there's my father. And I spit water right in his face.
Yeah, guess you forget that.
Yeah, the first half a second, you're like, I got him. And say, ooh.
I got someone. I got that.
Wrong person.
I just sat there with my mouth open like, oh, my God.
We were empty.
You dumbass. Wipes his face off. The most embarrassing moment I think in my whole life. I've never done anything so stupid.
Thank God your dad was a witch.
Nice.
You're melting. Ah!
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
What a world.
All right. Have a good one.
You're in the running for the tickets. We'll take one more real quick. Mark in Bridgeport.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I grew up, my father was a home builder, so we grew up building houses. And I had just got my driver's license, and we were building a track of houses, and next door, I was just got my license about 16. Next door was this pretty hot girl that moved in with her family. So my father, it was summertime, my father told me go down to the store and get some drinks. So I'm driving, you know, I had my white t-shirt on with the arm out the window. The girl sees me go, she's sunbathing in the backyard, of course. So I'm driving back, and we just put the hole, dug the hole for the septic tank system. And it was about 10 feet deep. So I'm looking at the girl, not knowing I drove right into the septic tank hole. And my father's pickup truck is, the end of the pickup truck is sticking out of the hole. So my father's inside putting finishing trim on the base on the and the house. And I go, hey, Dad, I got a problem here. And he goes, what? I says, well, I drove the truck into the septic tank hole. And he goes, and he just starts laughing. And I go, Dad, no, sir, I drove the truck. And he goes, nah, you didn't. He goes, that's a pretty good joke. He goes, no son of mine would do something that stupid.
Yes, you're a-hole.
Yes. Yeah, Dad, okay.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Eyewitness News on the show. Hey.
What is that racket?
That's music.
Jimi Hendrix. Oh, my God. You know, you've turned into your mother.
What is that noise?
What is that noise?
For God's sake, it's so loud. That's that
what
well.
Is that racket?
My God, my ears are hurting.
Turn that down.
You're going to be on the pot.
What is your go-to artist? Like when you know,
like the first thing that pops into my mind?
Yeah, when you want to have
McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, okay.
Yeah. I can see that.
Universal.
Yeah. Yeah, Wings. Not the Beatles, great, but I just love Paul McCartney and Wings.
I hear you.
Yeah, and Depeche Mode.
Oh.
Yeah.
You went from someone that the world will remember forever, then a group that everyone's forgotten about already.
Right. No one's forgotten about Depeche Mode.
No, really? He still remembers. He still remembers. Yeah.
Love it. Your own. Personal Jesus, someone to bring your hand.
Never heard this song before in my life.
Personal Jesus. I love it.
I
love it.
I can tell. You know the words and everything.
Yeah, I love Depeche Mode. I saw them. You know where I saw them? Jones Beach.
Oh,
yeah, that's a fun place to see a concert.
Oh, it's awesome in that amphitheater. It's outside.
A lot of purple hair.
Right out on. You're on the ocean. You're right on the shore.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. What a great, great concert that was.
Yeah, I'd be like 30 seconds into this song. Like, yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna go. What's that one that I know?
They had a couple.
They have
the
one.
Policy of Truth.
No, I probably know like People Are People. Right? Is that them?
People are people, so why should it be?
Right.
You and I should get along so awfully.
Yeah, I know this one.
God, you're on top of it.
This is Drum Machine City.
Yes, it is.
Are there musicians in this?
Yeah. They're all doing their thing.
Right, that musician thing.
But they had some really beautiful ballads, too. Just some really nice songs. Just great.
How many people are in this band?
I don't know. Five?
Really?
Help me understand.
This sounds like one of those, like Tears for Fears. Like there's two people, and then the rest is like just electronics.
Yeah.
Tears for Fears also rocking it.
This actually sounds like Tears for Fears.
Very Tears for Fears-esque.
Oh, so great.
What's that now?
I love
very
this.
Tears for Fears-esque.
Yeah. Tears for Fears. Oh, my favorite song ever.
Really?
Yep. This is me driving to Syracuse to go away to school for the first time in my life. 1990.
Really?
Oh.
And this is what you were listening to?
Yep, this is what I was listening
1990.
To.
1990. So, cassette tape?
Yeah, cassette tape. And the person who made it for me put perfume on it. So every time I put it in the cassette player, it would warm up and the scent of the perfume would come out of the car.
Interesting.
Nice.
What a cool bizarre. Trick.
Wow.
Is that a girl?
Really bizarre. No, it was a boy.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Shouldn't you? Ready? Now you're not satisfied.
Now if it's a boy, wouldn't it be cologne?
What? Oh, cologne. I guess it was cologne. Right. Okay. Whatever the heck it was.
Aramis.
Time to pay the price for not listening to advice.
Never heard this song before.
You're kidding.
No.
I've only heard People Are People. There are,
we heard the hits, song. Yeah.
Oh, listen to that.
Oh, I know this one.
This is
one.
A good song.
I know this one.
I've never heard this one
either. Yeah, this is the one I know.
This plays the Spankies in
I just can't get enough.
Yeah.
It was, man, it was the Mad Hatter regular days. It was like,
I remember.
In the back door with Spankies. Or no, it was like, wait, no.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough.
Never heard this one either.
No.
So the only Depeche Mode song I know is People Are People. I thought I knew another one.
I would have never picked this band for Scott Haney. Never.
I would.
If you gave me 100 bands to pick, I would have never put them in the top 100.
Why would you, AJ?
Because it's new wave punk. I can picture a Scott.
This is not punk.
This is new wave punk.
This is not new wave punk.
Yeah, this is me at, what was that place called in...
Smithtown?
In Nassau County.
Oh, that was Uncle Sam's?
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam's. You also had you had Spit. You also had La Bazaar in Smithtown.
Yes.
Yep.
But Spit. Yep. Oh,
Spit.
Spit. What a great memory.
Na-na-na-na-na. Yep.
What kind of place?
Spit was this big dance club. And it was like, you know, it'd be rock nights some nights. It'd be disco some nights. Mostly new wave and punk nights.
New wave.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had fantastic. A new wave phase. Where
so I'm guessing you'd
that.
Have people come in from the city for that place. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Waves in Oakdale.
Yep.
I think we traveled a lot of the same places, Scott.
I have a feeling that's true.
I'm surprised we haven't never ran into each other, yeah.
I have a feeling that you went to a lot of places.
Hey, New Way was big on Long Island.
Paris, in Huntington.
Oh, Paris, New York, over in...
Paris, New York.
Yeah, in Huntington, yeah. I didn't go there.
On Jericho Turnpike.
Never went there.
Oh, it was fun. We used to go there because it was right by Pathmark, where we'd get out of work at midnight, and we'd just hop right on over to the bar. They'd play the Smiths.
Yep.
Oh, the best.
Bars up until 4 o'clock in the morning. You can do that.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning.
When you Google Depeche Mode, you know, the first thing that comes up is Depeche Mode song. So you click on that, and you scroll down a little bit, and it says people also ask, what is Depeche Mode's most famous song? Anyone want to guess?
Didn't Gwen Stefani cover it?
I'll say...
It's My people Life?
Probably people. No, that's Talk.
That's Talk. Right. Sorry.
I'll say People Are People.
I would have definitely guessed Personal Jesus.
I would think People Are People, but it says Master and Servant.
Oh, Masters and Servant. Okay. Well,
I don't think that's true.
Sounds like a club.
I think that's someone's opinion.
You're, I think that might be somebody's opinion, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
statistically, People Are People has to be it.
Yeah.
I mean, the one that most people know.
Right, I know that.
More mainstream than anything else.
It's been used in it's soundtracks.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
This is like alien DNA mixed with New Wave.
Yeah.
Listen to it all day.
It's like some aliens came down and had sex with, like... Tears for Fears, and they had a baby, and it was Depeche Mode.
Right. Okay, I can see that.
I don't think this could be the most popular, though.
No, not this one.
Yeah.
And it's a little Devo-like, too, right?
A little bit. I mean, everybody had that same kind of sound.
That electronic drum.
Jumpsuits. They all had either punked out hair, or they had, some weird hats. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yep.
Wow. Totally.
Yep.
All right. Well, that went by fast. Holy cow. Oh, wait a minute. We're getting a text from Keith, who I know, there was no Depeche Mode songs in this system until he started working here.
Right.
Maybe we played People Are People when it was new, but we didn't play that other stuff.
And what does Keith say this time? Get back to work, you idiot.
Top songs. Enjoy the Silence.
Enjoy the Silence. That's the last part of the Policy of Truth, I think.
Personal Jesus.
Your own personal Jesus.
Right.
Did he send me a playlist from his phone?
Apparently so, yeah.
Or no.
He's playing his car right now.
I think he went to Apple Music and then...
Look at him.
People's way down the list.
Really?
I can't believe it. That's
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, don't dispute him on it, though.
What did I know?
He'll go on for hours.
How's the weather going to be for Father's Day?
All right, today, beautiful. Chance for a spot shower this afternoon, so just not a big deal. Tomorrow, beautiful. Nice day tomorrow, 82 degrees, so that is definitely the pick of the weekend day. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I think most of the day is going to be dry on Sunday. It's just going to be more, the clouds are going to win out, I think, over the sunshine. But I think most of the day will be dry with a chance for an afternoon or late, early evening shower or a thunderstorm. So just keep your eyes to the skies. They look threatening, head indoors. Make sure you have a safe haven to go to in case you're in like an outdoor picnic or an outdoor venue on Sunday.
Gotcha.
That was the Apple chart most streamed songs.
Look at that.
Personal Jesus, number one by Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Your own personal Jesus.
Someone that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's not a bridge here. I'd like to get across this water. I know that's Moses, but you could probably do it too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Lord, at home, yes.
All right, what are you doing for Father's Day?
I am going to Fire Island, and then I'll probably stop by my dad's on my way home.
There you go.
Sweet.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, have a nice weekend.
All right, you guys too.
Right, you too. Thanks.
Andrew Santino.
That's right. Santino.
Comedian, actor, and performing stand-up tonight at Stress Factory in Bridgeport.
Yes.
We're linked up at WPLR.com. Santino sounds Italian. You don't look Italian.
Not Mexican, actually.
Really?
Mm. Really?
No. Not Mexican either.
Nope.
He's one of them.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be like, really?
He's gonna joking be like, no around.
Look at this. He's a comedian. Some kind of comedian?
Oh, he does jokes.
I'm half Sicilian, half Irish.
Really? That's an interesting combination.
I think the Irish one.
It's very common in Chicago, actually. A lot of Italians and Irish people located near each other. This is what happens.
I don't know what to believe now. I don't even know if you're Andrew Santino.
I'm going to go with this one.
I don't even know if you're really performing tonight at Stress Factory.
I'm not. I just wanted to wake up and come in here to joke around.
Right. Wouldn't it be interesting?
The real Andrew Santino shows
up,
yeah.
This guy, and we talked to Vinny Brand. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Was that Vinny?
That sounds exactly like him.
I have some people coming in, but I am.
He's a Muppet. He sounds like a Muppet.
Is Vinny here?
Are you mad? I don't know.
This Andrew Santini, is he performing this weekend?
No. What?
I can't hear you. You don't know how much he's loving this right now. This is a huge ego boost for him.
I can't hear you.
The more you mock him, the bigger he grows.
Yeah.
I'm gaining power.
That's right.
I'm unbelievable.
So you're at the Stress Factory tonight and tomorrow, if we are to believe you.
Right, you can believe anything I say.
We're doing a veterans gala tonight, or we'd go see you.
Yes.
Where's that?
That's at Fantasy in North Haven.
So you're doing something for the vets?
Yeah.
You're trying to make me feel bad? I'm just trying to make a living.
Yeah, we are.
Exactly, yeah.
How mean.
It's not working, obviously.
So mean,
we'd go see you, but we're doing something important.
You guys are doing something real.
We're making a difference.
I'm feeding my family, you know what I mean?
There you go,
see. Yeah, I'm just trying to feed my family.
How big is your family?
34 people.
34?
Yeah. All mine.
I didn't mean now, like cousins and stuff. Like
no, my kids. 34 kids.
34 kids, right?
I'm a prince. I'm a prince in Saudi Arabia as well.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes, I have a large family.
And you recently had an apple removed from your butt.
Yes. Yeah,
I read
two,
that.
Two of them.
Two?
Two of them.
Yeah, was that reported? I feel like only
down.
One was reported.
What, the pantry? What, the pantry breakdown?
Yeah.
I believe one was only reported.
Only one was found so far.
I got to work on my PR.
Apparently, he was doing core training.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the story went out when they got the first one out.
Right.
And they didn't do the follow-up. Like,
that's
by the way.
Fake news, man.
Update. News update.
You know, one of those things, like, it seems like a good idea at the time, you know?
I'm gonna
fire this out of my butt, watch this, and it's like, it won't come out.
That's a good idea at the time?
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, seems like a good idea at the time, yeah.
Those are your ideas, huh?
Exactly. Well, yeah. You want me to smoke a lot, he says, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you smoke a lot?
No.
Oh. Yeah, that's just how he is.
He does. Right. Now I have two people in the studio that you can't believe.
No. Like,
this is an interesting interview.
Right.
Do you smoke a lot of pot? No. Okay. Right. I know that's not
and
true.
And I'm
you're very good at yes-anding.
And I'm a Talarican. Sicilian Italian.
Are you?
Sicilian Puerto Rican, brother.
Sicilian Puerto Rican. There's not a lot of those.
Nope.
Can you keep up with the words that are coming out of his mouth? Like, they're very fast.
I can hear it.
See? Right.
He works with Vinny Brad sometimes.
Hey, Vin. How's it going, man? Thanks for sending me over to Chaz and AJ this morning.
Oh, yeah. They're good friends of mine.
Are they really?
Yeah, they really are.
They didn't say that you were buddies.
No, it's implied. Yeah, I come on this show all the time and stuff, and I talk to them.
We're getting into the Bobcat territory there.
Shut up, Phil! No one's talking to you!
It's National Flip-Flop Day.
That's right!
Okay. Is it?
Yep. Yeah.
That's a real thing?
National
Flip-Flop. I don't know who comes up with these. I feel like we should come up with a day and try to submit it to whoever these people are who put it on these calendars.
National
right?
Give Me Money Day.
Do you guys both have flip-flops? You got flip-flops.
I do, yeah.
I'm not a flip-flop.
No,
I'm the opposite.
Yeah, he is.
How about you? How do you feel about flip-flops?
I don't believe you should ever see a man's feet ever in a million years.
See, now you two,
Thank you.
You two are simpatico.
Shouldn't
this is
do
good.
It.
This is good. It was nice having you here, by the way.
AJ's the opposite.
I wear shoes into the ocean. You'll never see my feet.
Wear socks on the beach.
Yeah.
Well, Vinny Brad wears flip-flops all the time in the summertime.
No, AJ's the opposite. You know how women with nice breasts want to show you they're like they wear the low cut shirts, which I'm a big fan of. AJ is like that with his feet. He's like, I want everyone to see my feet.
Yeah. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah, he'll tan them.
Well, gonna stay.
I think there's I think he has a tanning bed at his house just for his feet.
Mm-hmm.
He puts them in there.
Yes, it's called a toaster.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Oh my god.
A toaster.
A toaster.
I
yes.
like that.
Hey, I think about it really quick.
Right.
People that live in California like sandals.
Yeah,
like sandals.
I'm in the I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah.
I should be in California.
Right.
I think men should cover up.
Yeah.
At
I
all
think
costs.
So too.
We should wear as much clothing as possible.
Yeah.
No flip-flop. But happy National Flip-Flop Day.
Thank you. Appreciate that. See, he came around.
AJ celebrates every day.
I do, yes.
Right.
I do.
He starts real early before anybody else.
Right.
He's like the white pants are supposed to be between like Memorial Day and Labor Day.
I have no white pants.
No, but you roll your flip-flops out way before you should.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go way longer than you should.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's part of the flip-flop life.
And you know...
flip-flop life,
the
baby.
The flip-flop life.
It's a flip-flop life.
Were you just going to break into a B-52 song?
No, it's supposed to be Annie, but never mind. Like, remember Hard Knock Life, Flip-Flop Life? Yeah. From the musical Annie.
Maybe if you sang it right, we would understand.
Shut up, Ashley! Why is she on the show?
Jingles.
What is this here? Jamie and Nugatuck?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What up?
AJ, your terminology is all wrong. You're not an Italian Puerto Rican. You're a Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, yeah, excuse me. That's what Paul Bond says, Puerto Rican, yeah.
Oh, Puerto Rican?
Yeah, Italian,
that's
Italian,
right.
Puerto Rican,
Puerto
Rican.
You're not full Puerto Rican, but you're a Puerto Rican.
I'm a Puerto Rican, right. Yeah. Yeah, either one, yeah.
Get it?
Works. Yeah, Puerto Rican, yeah.
I like how he asked you, get it. Get it?
Yeah, we get it. He said it four times, right.
Do you guys get it?
Get it?
I get it.
Right.
We
this
get
is how it goes.
You guys get it?
You got that, right?
I get it.
He was waiting for somebody to laugh.
Yeah.
Get it?
Get it?
I could hear him prepping for that call.
He's your opener, by the way.
Puerto Rican. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up when they pick up the phone.
He's your opener for tonight's show, by the way.
Puerto Rican. You got this, Mike. He's Puerto Rican. Oh, AJ, I think you're a Puerto Rican.
You're going to kill tonight.
Get it?
Get it?
Get it?
Got it.
You dig?
Thank you for calling, Jamie.
Yes.
Love you, bud. He's pulled over right now, so angry. Who's that guy making fun of me in there, man?
Right.
That's my joke.
He's punching trees.
Right.
Good old Andy Appleseed over there.
Yeah. Andrew's at Stress Factory tonight.
Stress Factory all weekend. Come on out. It's inside a bank.
Get up front.
Yep.
And, yell out stuff like, get it?
Get it?
After, after every
I get it.
Joke Andrew tells, just yell out. Get it?
I get it.
No, I say get it. They say got it.
Right.
I say get it. You say
got
it. So, yeah.
Right. Get it, got it, good.
All right, let's try it. You do it?
Yeah, here you go. You get it?
Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Go ahead. I got to try to synchronize, though.
Yeah, it can be quick.
All right, try it again.
You guys get it?
Yeah. Got it.
I
don't
know. You can't do it.
Right? I messed it up,
You guys get the joke?
Got it.
Perfect.
Now, you know what we got to do? Like,
perfect.
Inflect it. Like, got it.
Gotcha, okay.
You guys get it?
Got it.
Perfect.
Gives us more time to synchronize.
It does.
I didn't hear Ashley.
We should harmonize when doing that too.
Were you not participating?
I did not participate.
What
the hell?
I was enjoying watching you guys try to sync with each other.
This voice is not loud. Pretty much.
Is surprised Ashley didn't get it?
Ashley, you're sort of listening.
She laughs a joke.
Right.
She laughs a joke three times.
I got
once
it.
You tell it, once you explain it, once she gets it.
Chaz and AJ.
Whiskey Ginger.
What's up, man?
Dude, your podcast is way better than Chris D'Elia's.
Thank you, man. That's exactly right.
And that was
to the bank.
And that was Chris D'Elia.
I love that. That was not Chris. We don't allow Chris on this. We don't like Chris over here.
We don't want Chris.
We don't want him at all.
No.
I'm
neutral.
I'm not going to say I'm not one of his babies. But
You are?
I'm not saying I'm not, but I listen to Your Mom's House, too, and you're great on that as well.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. These guys, do you guys know who that is? Do you guys know any of that?
I've heard the name. Yeah. I know Chris D'Elia.
Chris's fan base is called Babies. They're called Babies.
I've had him in studio.
Why? He has a cult.
It's a cult. It's a cult because he says he's daddy, and these guys all, for some reason, grown men seem to be okay with being called babies under the cult guise of D'Elia.
We're
going to
have a log cabin.
See? They're going to go out to the woods and build a little log cabin together.
You know, he...
These are real men.
Was he a scout leader,
adult males.
Yeah.
Not one dent.
I bet you're full of dents, bud.
All right. So I could see now why Andrew...
My car is so dented, it looks like Seal's face.
What just happened here?
Yeah. I can see why Andrew wants men to cover up, because if you follow Chris D'Elia on Instagram, there are a lot of pictures of him. A
lot of nude.
Gotcha.
Opposite.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. A lot of boxer briefs going on over there.
For a guy, it's a lot.
It makes sense now. Thank you. Appreciate that.
But he also has this thing with the Instagram models, right? The unfollowing thing?
Yeah, the unfollowing, where he goes out of his way to try to unfollow the women that just post obnoxious selfies. That's where he tries to be meta and post pictures mocking them. It's just so he could show his body.
Right.
Yeah, he's full of it. Yeah. He's full of it.
So now, is this a real thing between? Like, I don't know.
No, he's one of my best friends on earth. But it's a fan thing where people know that I talk about him. I say negative things about him. I call him Chips Delano because I like messing up his name. So I say, forget about Chips. Don't pay attention to Chips. He's in New York right now, actually.
Let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, call him up.
Whiskey Ginger.
That's right, the Whiskey Ginger, man.
Whiskey Ginger.
Whiskey Ginger. Whiskey Ginger.
Whiskey Ginger.
That Vinny stuff's never going to get old for me.
No, it's not!
I hear that in my nightmares for the rest of my life.
Andrew Santino.
Santino.
Says you!
Is at Stress Factory tonight, tomorrow night. We're linked up at WPLR.com. And thanks for the tribe member who called up and connected, because I don't follow as close as I should on Instagram and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he's very good friends with Chris D'Elia, who I follow. We've had in studio.
Right.
He's become way more popular, like, on Instagram and podcasts than he was when he was on a network television show.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I think most people are getting more popular on their own, you know, on their own things other than TV is tough. TV is a weird, tough, very strange universe to get popular in. It's really, really hard.
It's run by folks who...
Say it.
Think they know what's happening.
That's right.
And what people want.
That's right.
But they really don't.
Right.
So you would think that they would learn from Netflix or podcasts how things are going.
How it actually works.
And you walk into those boardrooms and pitch rooms, and it's like, you know, that's not what people want now.
Yeah.
Well, they like you. They like your idea. They think you're funny and you're good. And so they give you money. And then you start the process. And then weeks, months later... It's not what you had or what it's something that they
it's
kind
so
of wanted.
It's so far away from
yeah, and then
what
and then nobody wants to do it, and then there turns out to be bad. I mean, you've heard all those stories about how, but like Seinfeld was a great example. Like Seinfeld, the whole time, they haggled with him constantly, told him it was a terrible idea, and they were afraid to make that show. Then they made the pilot, and the pilot wasn't even that good, and they couldn't wait to cancel that show.
I give them
credit.
And then
it turned out to be Seinfeld.
Yeah. Like you know? The biggest sitcom ever.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Underground following.
I give them credit, though, because they kept the show on for, it was in the toilet.
They used to take swings like that. They don't do that anymore.
No. Right. They won't commit.
It's one and
done. Stay the course.
You can't get
a couple
hits
bad
anymore.
Episodes.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. You're out of here.
You have to hit home runs every time. You can't hit a base hit.
You were on The Office, right?
I did an episode of The Office. I've done a bunch of different little beautiful cameos. I've done a few sitcoms myself, but yeah, I did.
It's cool to have your name associated with that show because that show was so great.
Yeah. I got. I'm doing. I did Arrested Development.
And that's another one.
Yeah,
that's
another
one. Such a great thing.
My pinnacle one is coming this year. I did Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back.
Awesome.
Really?
That was fun. It was just
Can
me and,
you
me and Larry
tell
David.
Us anything about that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it was me and Larry in a scene where Larry is.
Has it aired yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they air till end of the summer, maybe. But I'm working just directly. Me, Larry, JB Smoove comes in there. I don't want to give away the episode, unfortunately. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't want to give the story away.
Because, you know, we're going to take the audio and we're going to send it out. David's going to call you.
HBO will call me.
Vinny right. Brad's going to call you, too.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some clause in your contract that you didn't read about releasing that stuff. See, this is why I hope you consider me a friend now, because I didn't have to say, are you sure you want to talk about it? Right?
Well,
so what happened?
Yeah, no, you know what, though? But Larry, all I will say is Larry David is unequivocally one of the most quick-minded, funny people, but not trying to be funny. He's
just
that
happens.
Good. Yeah, he's just that good. No, he's just a talent
It's just natural.
Talent comes out. Just you can just feel what he does is so good.
Is that talent. Intimidating to be
not in even a little bit? No,
really?
No, I mean, I'm not going to be humble about it. I'm very good at improv myself. So it was like I deserved to be there. I knew I worked hard to get there.
That's cool.
So when I went out with him in the room and we improv together, it felt so good that I was like, "There's no way I'm not getting that gig."
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it sounds a little cocky, but I felt so good about it that I was like, I'm going to get it. And then when they called and they were like, oh, he wants you to do it, I was stoked. I was happy.
Talk about confidence. I've got to
Gotta have confidence, baby.
How do you get to a point in your career where you walk into a room, there's Larry David, like if there's a, you know, Mount Rushmore of comedy.
Yeah,
he's
guy.
On it.
Yeah.
And you walk in and then you stay in the moment and you're not like, oh, man, that's Larry David.
There's a couple of moments. I mean, there's a couple of instances where you go, oh my God, this is like one of the dudes that I respect more than anything in the game. Like it happens a little bit, but in the back of your mind, you have to just keep churning away at knowing that if you show any signs of that, it comes off as weakness.
It's so
weak if you come off like, hey, I'm a fan. They just kind of cancel you out. They're like, yeah. Well, he can't handle any kind of pressure. How's he going to do on the day? You know, so that's kind of their barometer for how good you're going to be. If you can stay in character and I think you just, there's no nice way to say it. You just have to kind of have a little bit of cockiness in you to go, I'm just as good enough as I need to be here. So it's not
you
a competition. I should be just trying.
I worked
doing
hard
my
to
best.
Get here. I'm here.
Like you guys know your ability. So it's kind of at some point if someone's like, man, how are you guys gone for so long? You're like, well, because we're good.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that without sounding like a jerk. But,
I probably should.
It's the truth is the truth.
I would say you need a paycheck.
Yeah.
Truth is the truth, though. Right. You're good. If you're good, it works. I mean, 99% of the time.
Yeah.
1% slips through that you're like, that guy got in the thing?
Did you have a moment where you blew an audition because of that and then you learned from that?
I've blown auditions because of trying something that didn't work. That's more. You take a big swing.
Outside of the box?
Oh, okay.
too big of a swing, and they're like, that's not, get out of here.
Right.
what was it for? Do you remember? And what was the swing?
I've done a few big swings that didn't work out, but I did Veep. Veep, they brought me
These are all great shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really
big shows.
Artist-friendly shows.
This incredible casting director that casts all those shows, she's the one that put me in. I did The Office from her. I did Arrested Development from her. So she's one of the...
She's a fan of yours.
Well, she's also... She casts some of the best comedy. So, like, I love her. I think she's incredible in what she does. So she's very good about picking people. They were doing Veep. And the guy who does it... I mean, the show's over now, so it doesn't matter. But the guy who does the show is in the room with me and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And her and I are just having the best time. Like, I mean, bouncing back and forth, improv. It's going so well. And then at the very end, I make one stupid joke, and we're all laughing. And I can see his face. He just doesn't like the joke.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't offensive. Yeah. It wasn't like at him. I could just tell that he was like, he just didn't like the joke.
That one joke.
Yeah, it was just one stupid throwaway joke. I mean, the whole scene.
Can you tell us what it was?
Well, the whole scene was I was working in a government building and Julia was downstairs and the pipes were leaking. And I had to come down and tell them that not only, you know, is it a sewer pipe, but it was because of me, I broke the pipe.
Right.
So I went to this whole diatribe of how I clogged the toilet and I'm stumbling through my words on purpose. And at the end, I don't want to say it on air, but you could put the puzzle piece together of what the amalgamation of the end of the joke was.
Right.
And she laughed. They loved it. And I'm looking in the corner of my eye and he's just like, no, that's not it.
Mr. Frowny Face.
He didn't like it. And of course, then we called the next day and my agents or whatever were like, how do they say it? I was like, he just doesn't know if he's the look or the guy or excuse
they make
up. It was
that one moment.
I think it was just, one stupid, stupid big joke. I could have gone without it. I could have, but I was like hitting. And I was like, smoke this nail into the wood. You know, it's like, it's already in. But I damaged the wood. That's what you do. Once the nail's in, leave it alone.
Right.
So I've done that a few times. But that's, you have to in order to get to the next thing.
If you don't try, right?
Well, with Larry, part of the audition process with Larry David for the show was improvising about a dog, my dog being named Adolf. And, the rest
that
is history.
That wouldn't work well with him,
it was just so fun to play in that world. So some people, there is no limits. And then sometimes people just, there's jokes that they're like, don't go there, don't even try.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's interesting that that guy's on that show.
He's one of these guys. He's constantly nitpicking all the things.
Oh.
So whereas someone like Julia, she's living more in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's looking at the grand scheme of things. So
she's so brilliant. Saturday Night Live, Seinfeld.
She's easily the most talented comedian that I've physically gone back and forth with.
Really?
She's incredible. She's so like stupid.
It's like
funny.
Being a musician going on stage and like just sinking in with an artist.
Yeah.
And like they're just playing everything off of your riffs. And
they make you sound so good.
Right.
Yeah, like
right.
You're like, oh my God, am I a really good musician?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at me!
I've never played Vinny.
Vinny! No one's missing
and
me!
And then Vinny showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. You're playing my club tonight!
And that's why I blew the audition. Vinny shows up in
shows
the room.
Up.
Hi, there.
Have you pitched anything to Netflix? Everybody seems to want to do a special or get a show on there.
No, you know, well, you know, I know those guys over there. I know the guy who runs the comedy department. And, you know, they came out, they saw me. We talked about doing a half hour with them. And I was like, nah, I kind of want to do an hour. And so I think I'm going to do it on my own, which kind of be the new kind of.
That is the new deal.
It's becoming the new thing. Yeah.
So you go out, you hire the crew, multi-camera shot,
yeah.
Produce it, put it together. Then what? Then you shop it to whoever?
Either look for distribution or we put it out on our own through a series of different networks. And, you know, a good comic friend of mine named Byron Callick, this guy, he did it kind of on his own. He put it out on his own and it works now. I mean, you throw it up on Amazon or wherever.
Right.
They buy the property
That's
afterwards.
The thing with the internet now.
Everybody yeah, can, it's doing
you
it.
Don't need to go through a network or
no.
A radio station or whatever.
It's DIY.
Yeah, the only bummer to that is obviously you don't get the name backing. People love Netflix because the name is
Netflix.
Right.
Yeah, it's
there's
the powerhouse.
There's a
Netflix.
Buzz with that now. Have you been on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedian Coffee?
No, I haven't done that.
Do you like that show? Or
look, it's funny because I love watching the interaction with other comics, but it makes me find out more and more how finicky of a man Jerry Seinfeld is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's so particular. It's almost he's like so picky about everything, and everyone laughs at him about it on the show. That's part of his personality. That's why that show was so good.
That's why it worked, right. Yeah.
But also, you know, it looks like it would get tiring over and over of him being so he's picky about everything.
And you're trapped in the car with him the entire
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he's brilliant. He's one of the best of all time. But yeah. It's so funny to watch it and watch the interactions of some of the comics be like, why do you do that? He's so set in his ways, man. You know?
Someone should last a second time in
his
car.
I don't get that from watching that show. I remember watching the first episode. I didn't get through the first one. I was like, yeah, this is not going to be
great. You didn't
like
it?
No, but then I went back like a season later or whatever, and what sold me was the Ellen DeGeneres. He had a real chemistry with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what I wanted to see.
Yeah, he wants it in the works.
Right? It's just, they were unaware that the cameras were there. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like the first, like I saw little bits and pieces of the first season. I was like, they know the cameras
are there.
They're
playing to the camera, yeah.
Yeah.
But at this point,
you seem like you'd be perfect for that.
I would love to do it. I think Jerry's incredible. I just think he does a lot of why would you do that? And that he would have a million of those for me. That's why, you know, it's like,
why would you do that thing?
Like, that's just what I do. Because
right.
He's got a very, you know, he is very a purist. He is extreme. He's a comedy purist. He's a purist. You know, he's a car guy. He's a filthy, rich, genius comedian.
Isn't it sickening?
He bought Billy Joel's house. Tore it down and built a new house on it without putting any furniture in.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Tore it down.
Tear it down, baby.
I knew he had too much money when I heard he bought a building in New York City to house his Porsches.
With an elevator.
God.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Good for him.
That's too much.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
I
got that problem
adopt
with
me.
Money?
Yeah. Yeah. I have too much money. Yeah,
too much.
Way too much money. And you know, I want more. I want way more.
You want to buy a building in New York just to store your money.
I want to buy a building in New York just to store Jerry Seinfeld's building with the cars.
You put Jerry Seinfeld's building
a
in
bigger
your
building.
Building.
I want a bigger building
nice.
Around.
It shows caring, too.
Have you met Jerry or worked with him?
I've met him one time. I've never worked with him, no. But I met him one time at the Comedy Store. Because Comedy Store back in L.A. is like my home club. And he came back after years. This is a great story. He came back after years and years and years of never being there. Mitzi Shore, who's the godmother of the store, she passed away. Mitzi used to pass you. She's the one that gave you the check mark.
Yeah.
Now, Mitzi didn't like Jerry. And he would tell this story a lot, that she was like, you're not funny. You're hacky. She didn't like him at all.
Oh.
So he left the club. And he told this story. They used to live on this Queens Road, runs next to the Comedy Store, up in the hills, you know, the West Hollywood hills. And the family, the Shore family, owned a house up there. Well, Seinfeld, when he left the club and never came back because Mitzi didn't like him, was like, whatever, I'll go do my own thing. And he did. And the show got on the air and became Jesus. Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So what did he do? He bought a house up above their house.
Nice.
On Queens Road. So every day when he would drive down to CBS Radford, he would pass the Shore family and slow down on purpose in case someone was outside to go, hey, I'm up in that one. I'm the right. one up there.
That's
going
awesome.
Down to my TV show.
I'm right. higher.
Yeah.
I'm higher, man.
Yeah.
Higher.
I'm higher than you.
So when,
my house is about
which
yours.
It sounds like a Seinfeld what? Bit. Like yeah. it sounds like something they would do.
I'm waiting for Groundhog right. and Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did that. Just that. But that's how, I don't know if it's vindictive. I don't know what you want to say. But that's how Jerry always wanted to make sure that you knew he won. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
oh, you think I'm not? Okay. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. So his show was a massive hit. And then years later, he finally came back to the Comedy Store and did a couple of sets.
And you were there.
I was there the first night he came back. I mean, you get a text message from some guy at the club, a door guy. The word gets around. It's a wildfire. It's like, yeah. where are you? It's like, I'm down the block. You have to come to the club because so-and-so's here. That happens now all the time because Chappelle is there on a constant basis.
Yeah.
When Louis was coming around, it was like, it was always.
The names.
Everyone texting each other. You got to go. You got to go see. So, and I usually don't.
It's like you're a guitar player and like Hendrix just show, hey, guess who's at the bill?
Guess who's
you
here.
Gotta,
yeah.
You got
to go hear him.
Yeah. Or Yngwie. Right.
You'll see some of these guys that are out there now will tweet out like what the list is for that night. And it's like Woodstock every night. It's like yeah. all of these it's guys sick. Could have their own special or have one. You know, it's amazing that you know 90% of the names that are on that list yeah. every night.
Yeah.
Who did we have on who had that picture of them with Chappelle? And it was just a number of people. It was
he was talking. It was, so it was Kevin Brennan was just in and he was talking about the agent.
Nah, it was
Katz.
Before that. It was way before that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a guy on. It was
Bill Bellamy.
Was it?
Yeah. That was the night where like. He was on stage, and then all of a sudden, Dave Chappelle just walked in, and then like Kevin Hart was there with like his right. friends.
Didn't Chris Rock also show up?
Yeah, it yep. was like yeah, it was all of a sudden, just yeah. everybody was in one place at one time.
Rock shows up a lot. Rock shows up and hangs out. Sometimes he doesn't even go on. He'll just show up if he's in town, hang out, say what's up, and then leave
because he's most comfortable in that setting.
Yeah, it's another home. You know what I mean? Any comic from all over the country, they come to that club. They just feel like it's home. It's all good because
it's a
community.
So. When Seinfeld showed up that night, were you scheduled to go on?
Yeah, I was already on the lineup. Yeah, on the lineup. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful, man. I've been, you know, that's my...
Did you go on or did
yeah,
you get...
Yeah, I went on. Yeah, no.
Because sometimes they'll shuffle the bumps yeah, no,
they,
around.
They
like
bump, but you guys know that in that club, you don't really... You bump a little bit, but it's just... It's not the standard anymore to like, I'm going to do 2 hours. Like, no one does that anymore.
Right.
You know, that was an old...
It's 45 minutes now.
That was an old thing that people don't do anymore. Like, now guys go up. Seinfeld did probably 15 minutes. Took one spot. That's one spot.
Right.
Yeah.
But that person still gets that spot. You just all got shifted down. That's
and where
all
were
is.
You in that lineup that night?
Two people after him. Yeah. Seinfeld brought up somebody else, and then I went on after that.
So it was Hendrix, the Beatles, so then you go on.
Men, then me.
And then you killed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, then I...
And people were like, who the hell was that?
Well, Seinfeld went back. Seinfeld goes, he's better than me. That's what he said.
They call him Santino.
This guy's the best.
Oh, no.
That's why you'll never be on his show.
That's right.
Because you smoked him that night. He's like, cross him off the list. I'm buying a house next to his house.
But
I'm
going
to drive by every day.
Yeah, that's how you get recognized by some of these guys. So they come and they see you and... I do a lot of shows with Joe Rogan. That's how Joe and I became friends. He saw me at the club and was like,
he's so massive now.
He's like, you gotta come with me. And so him and I go out with him and do shows. And we do arenas.
That's
it's absurd. We just played the UIC in Chicago, 9,000 people. It's overwhelming.
I'm gonna follow this Whiskey Ginger.
I would love that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm a little embarrassed that I haven't been following it already. Like
That's
I feel
okay.
like I'm a little late to the party, but
at least from the door.
Better
now.
Late than never.
Exactly.
We've had some good guests. The archives are good. We had Tony Hawk came on. Danny Trejo.
Oh wow.
Yeah, man. Danny was one of the most giving storytellers. You know, like you think some guys are like sometimes they hold back stuff,
right.
And he told everything because we talked about. In and out of prison and, you know, and how he kind of found himself and how he reinvigorated his life. And the stories are incredible. I couldn't believe he was so giving to all this stuff because a lot of stuff's private.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if he wants to talk about
that. And you don't want to relive
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
We talk to musicians a lot that, you know, the story might be, old and yeah. they've told it, and now they don't want to tell it anymore.
Right.
But, you know, well, you haven't talked to this crowd. Yeah. You haven't been in this room. So right. we need to kind of, like, let's
give it up again.
Let's get this version with us involved
yeah,
in it.
Tell
it
again, yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's nice to have that. But, I mean, I could listen to you talk all day.
No.
You
know?
Listen, he's at Stress Factory
that's
tonight. Tomorrow night. I only have like a minute left, and I'm going bananas because it's one of those, I just want him to stay for the next 2 days. But we were just talking in the break about Pete Davidson, and you tested against him for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, we went toe-to-toe on the year that Pete got it because he's young Pete, and I was old haggard. Lauren said, "You're too old. You haggard."
Yeah, he said it in code, though.
Yeah.
Looking for someone more youthful.
More youthful, yeah. Yeah. Somebody, yeah. That's exactly a
nice way to say it without yeah. getting sued or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
He also didn't like the red hair. That was it. He said, "Could you dye it? I don't like the orange."
Really?
Did he really say that?
No.
That'd be funny. And that face, can you change that?
Change your whole face.
Your eyes are the wrong color.
Well, this is the
words that come out of your mouth, can you change that?
I have an orange beard. You know, I always have had a beard my whole life, and that's the other thing about SNL. You have to shave. What is it? Tracy Morgan had a great story that he told. I don't know where it was on, but Tracy used to have a mustache, and Lauren was like, "Shave it." And he's like, "No, man, I can't. That's my manhood. Like, I've got to have a mustache." He says, "On this show, we put on the mustaches." You know, it was like that was his way of being like, "You want to play the game? We play characters. You can't yeah. be your character."
Right,
you know?
Right.
That's
but,
right.
You know,
do what I tell you, basically.
Tracy ended up still being one of the greatest.
Oh,
top 20.
Amazing.
I mean,
yeah.
dude,
yeah.
I would say I would say top 10. He was
yeah. He's so good.
Can yeah. I can I tell you a quick Tracy story that I heard?
Yeah,
one time?
I got
you,
like a minute.
Minute? Okay, I'll yeah. knock through it. Norm MacDonald was writing sketches for Tracy, and they wrote this thing that, as a joke, they knew Tracy's bad. Tracy's a little illiterate, you know. He couldn't read and write that well when he first started SNL, and so they wrote this thing called Brian Fellows Safari Planet. Do you ever hear that?
Yeah,
I'm Brian Fellows. What you looking at, Swan?
Yep. Right.
But they wrote it Brian Fellows apostrophe S Safari, so it was three S's in a row because they thought he'd mess it up at the read, and they thought it'd be funny. So he's in the read, he's like, "Brian Fellows Safari Planet." Instead, it gets the biggest laugh. And because he thought there's no way this sketch will get on the air. And of course, it sure enough became one of the most popular
sketches. Classic.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, brother, for
coming
in.
Thank you, guys, man.
We're linked up to the show at Stress Factory tonight. Dog talk to say hello. You know, we'll listen to the audio here, then I'll make my comments why this is in Dumbass News. But it's a UK Bull Terrier gaining fame.
Oh, look at that.
After his master taught him how to say hello. Do we have the audio of the dog barking?
Mm-hmm. Say hello. Say hello. Hello. Say hello. Hello.
Wasn't Bob Dylan singing?
It sounds like a kazoo.
It does.
It sounds like a kazoo got stuck in the dog's ass,
right.
And it's just making noise.
Right. Right.
Like it swallowed one of those duck callers.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually sounds like a British person going, "Hello."
Yeah, it does. It's a deeper register than I expected.
Right, like a cab driver, you know. Hello.
Yeah, like a grandmother that smoked a pack a day
yes,
for 57
exactly.
years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's Nanny Fainton.
Or it's a cop arresting someone and the foot's on the neck and it's like, "Jimmy?"
Hello.
Oh, it's Jimmy.
Hello.
What are you doing? Wonder not to come here.
Wonder if I could play it.
This is why the aliens won't come to visit this planet.
Didn't
ever.
Want to see stuff like that?
First of all, the dog's not saying hello.
It's like, okay? Hello.
It's making a noise.
Say hello.
It's not even saying that.
Yes, it is.
Something no, it's not. It's not saying hello.
Remember two fat ladies? The two fat ladies had a cooking show. Hello. Everything was with butter. With butter. Hello.
It's not hello.
I'm hearing hello pretty clearly.
Yeah. Should put that to hello again, but
maybe
cars.
It's saying oh no.
Right. We should put that to the song hello.
Or it's saying ruh row.
Right. Hello.
It might be saying I don't know. Do you know what hello?
No.
Do you know what hello means, doggy?
Well, his tail's wagging, isn't it?
No, he's saying you got a sunburn, you need to use aloe.
Really? What do you use on sunburn?
There you go. See, makes total sense now. That's very smart.
It's these people. Yeah. I hate people.
Or maybe he's saying, "I know."
I know. This is stupid.
Wait your turn, dog.
Right, yeah. Wait until I talk.
Jeez.
We like it when you talk after we talk.
See, he didn't know a moment ago.
Yeah. Dog learns one word or two words and can't wait to use them. Okay. That's how conversation works, dog. All right, then.
Right. This goes around the world.
Yep, goes viral.
Around the world.
It doesn't have a TV series on Fox.
Right.
Ow, dog.
It's this. It's not someone walking out of the hospital after they were cured of cancer.
No.
This
makes it.
Right.
Yeah.
A dog that goes, rah, rah.
Hello.
This is what makes it.
Remember some of the cars, hello again. Hello.
How many dogs do you know that can talk?
I love it.
What was
that
it's one? Not talking when you don't know what you're doing. He doesn't see it. Like, the people don't knock.
Hello.
No, you have to say hello. Hello.
There are kids that won't say hello all the time. Say hello.
That dog will say it in the middle of the room when everyone's been there, like for an hour.
Hello.
It's like, no, you don't say hello when you've been in the room for an hour.
You mean he doesn't know the definition of the word?
He doesn't know what it means. He's not saying it. He's making a sound.
What's worse, Jamaican love the dogs and going, hello.
How much information of the word hello would it need to have before you give the dog the word hello?
It would need to know not to say it when you've been in the room for an hour with people. You don't say hello. Like, if we're all sitting together.
Yes.
And we're, you know.
Maybe the dog just woke up and everybody was there.
Or was it paying attention?
I love that I figured out how to do this.
Hey, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, good. I think it's brilliant.
Maybe the people were there, the dog just got back from a walk. And it's like, oh, people are here.
Yeah. You know what would be a better trick for me? Like, just do the thing where you take your butt and you rub it across the carpet.
If it's spelled hello, would you then give it hello?
Yes, if it went H-E-L-L.
No, I went with his butt.
That would have to be a really dirty ass.
10 minutes ago, AJ said, how do you think the boss is going to insult us this week?
No, it's not about you this time.
Not gold. In that case, you can stay.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
So I need your advice here while we do this top five list
advice.
Today.
Advice?
So
this is new.
As you guys know, I have two young daughters. One of them is 11. She's going to be in seventh grade next year. So I want you to tell me with my list if I'm out of line today.
Okay. Ooh,
so these are the top five things that I do not let my 11-year-old daughter do. So you can tell me if you think these are correct or not. Okay, you ready? Number five is R-rated movies. Everybody says I'm lame, that they hear the words at school and whatnot. I still feel weird. We watch Friends together, and I feel uncomfortable. She wants to see movies like The Breakfast Club and Die Hard and things like that, and I have said absolutely no.
Really?
Am I out of line?
Yes.
Yeah, on that one?
No.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Chaz is on my side. Yeah.
I'm going to put my father hat on. All right. Oh. This is from a father who's made all these mistakes.
See, I'm going to give you.
I brought young Chaz to Team America.
You did. A two-part.
It's a puppet movie. It's confusing.
That's
I get
what
it.
I thought. It's a puppet movie. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Jody Puppet.
Ashley?
Two-part answer. Yes, it's inappropriate with you, but no, not on her own.
Oh, that's worse.
No,
with
she
me
can
there
be
to
with
explain?
Her. No, no,
exactly.
No. That's no, what, you shouldn't be with her when she says
that. That's why I'm saying.
Because you said it makes you uncomfortable when you watch Friends with her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of innuendo in Friends. Right. So I'm going with Chaz. So Chaz is right.
Okay. Only person who agreed with
you. So his daughter hates you now, Chaz.
Number four, any hip hop from after 2010. I can't. I have turned into my father. The songs all make me crazy. They're so profane. They're so nuts. And it's just like Pearl Jam at my house when I was a kid. It's just, I can't deal with it. I'm into like the 90s hip hop. If she wants to listen to Tupac songs, but anything new I hate.
Oh, I know these words. These are fun.
I agree with you totally. We were just talking about this Ariana Grande song. Have you heard it?
What if Will Smith has one?
Break up with your girlfriend because I'm bored?
Yeah, it's a bad
like, does
message.
Does anybody have any like sense of decency anymore?
Wow, Ashley's bad.
I'm really pissed at Ariana.
Can we take a time machine from 1936?
What are you, 85 years old?
All right, yes or no on the hip-hop?
Nah, just sucks.
So AJ's just got thoughts on hip-hop.
I think you have to be liberal as a dad with the music because it's what you do. I think you have to not be on that one.
All right, Ashley?
I'm going to agree with you.
And Phil?
Why? I don't know why you're asking me. There's no way my advice is what you're going to take.
Number three. He wants to know what's the opposite to do, yeah.
Number three, sticking your tongue out in photos. So this is a thing that a lot of girls do. These fake Instagram models do it. They stick their tongue out. Put your tongue away. It makes me crazy.
In what way? Like,
nobody can see us.
You.
Out to the side. Out to the side like this.
It's like the Miley Cyrus thing.
I think it's awful. I explained to her what I think the message is, which she was really sort of like frightened by. But I think no way sticking your tongue out in photos.
We so had to bug his house one day.
Well, what year do you think we'll see her on Dr. Phil?
Next year.
So you're telling me your daughter.
So you're fine with sticking tongue out in photos?
Yes.
Here's the thing.
If it's playful,
I have
right.
It's playful.
Boys are so easy. If I had a girl, I'd be playing Keith's game here. It's like, you're not doing anything. You're wearing an armor suit.
I have to be here.
I have to be wired for sound.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be hiding in the bushes.
My clothes are locked.
I would be
My
all
dad
of that.
Followed me to school on the first day of school every year in elementary school and hid behind a tree to make sure I got there. I'm like, the bus is
They called him the creepy dad.
And I bet you never stick your tongue out in photos. You did it right.
The bus goes to the same place every year.
I'll answer your question with this question. How many photos of you at 11 do you feel like you look cool in?
Oh, none.
Okay, then let her stick her damn tongue out.
Not a one. I had a mullet and was chubby. Number two, Daisy Duke jean shorts. They shouldn't make these shorts in kid sizes to begin with. This should be one of those things where you got to be ID'd to buy these shorts. All of her, like, friends have them. I refuse to buy Daisy Duke sort of jean shorts for an 11-year-old. Yeah. You have to agree with that.
I agree. That's what you see.
Yeah.
And the number one thing that I do not allow my 11-year-old to do.
However,
uh-oh.
When they're 18.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
That wasn't creepy.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, that wasn't creepy at all. Hey, even I'm grossed out.
Number one. Now, remember, she's 11 years old. Friends over with no one home at 11. I do not allow
like
it.
Boys?
A lot of her friends do. Not boys, other girls.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
At 11?
Do you let her stay home with the younger one alone?
Yes.
Then, yeah.
So you think she should have her dumb friends over with me not there?
Yeah.
Chaz?
No.
Ashley?
This is tough. I was never allowed to do it, so I'm going to say no.
Right. I'm with Ashley's dad. Right, he's my new pal.
Papa G.
Here's the thing. At 11, right?
Yeah.
They make something on the stove.
Right.
Someone gets burnt.
Yeah.
You're on the news.
That's true. Right. Yeah. And
you're
I need Norm Pattis.
You're on the news. You need Norm Pattis. Yeah, right. No, 11, no.
No.
All right.
No.
See, I feel like what we've learned here is Chaz is the only good father of any potential parent figure in this
because,
room.
Because I wasn't great. And now I can look back and say, yeah, all those things I did, probably not great.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.